It's Morning Edition, Thursday morning once again, so that means we've got Jamie Paisley here with us in the studio to have the Arts Crawl. Good morning, Jamie.
Mary Ellen, good morning.
Okay, so this first thing on our list, it's something that combines two worlds that people think are really far apart, and that is art and science. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, and you'd be surprised. I mean, I myself, yes, I graduated with a music education degree, but for 2 years before that, I was a physics major.
Before I got into art, I was actually a genetics major.
There is way more crossover than I think people realize. And it's the focus of this lecture that's going to happen at the FRIB, that kind of particle accelerator on the MSU campus. A professor visiting from Pratt Institute in Brooklyn, who is named Agnush Mukshi. She is also a documentarian. We'll have a talk called Physics in Concert with the Arts. That's going to be tomorrow night, Friday night at 5:30 p.m., and it is a free event. Now, speaking of things that you love, there's a certain let's say chutzpah that comes in this next fifth annual item, the Michigan Nordic Fire Festival taking place in Charlotte, Michigan. It is kind of a Scandinavian version of the Renaissance Fair that's happening at Charlotte. It'll be Friday through Sunday, and information at MichiganNordicFireFestival.com. It even has its own hashtag, Be a Weekend Viking.
Next on our list for the Arts Crawl, we're going to talk a little bit about Cinderella. Can you tell us about that?
Well, it is a musical. And in fact, you know, Rodgers and Hammerstein, South Pacific, The King and I, they wrote exactly one television musical, and it was a starring vehicle for Julie Andrews back in 1957. Cinderella, the focus of it. And there is a lot of great tunes and dancing that happens in it. And it'll be performed at the Lebowski Center for Performing Arts in Owosso. And I thought we'd hear a little bit of Ms. Julie Andrews herself doing a song from Cinderella 10 minutes ago.
10 minutes ago, I met you and we murmured our how do you do's. I wanted to ring out the bells and fling out my arms and to sing out the news.
I have found her.
Speaking of musical performances and dancing, Jamie, what's next on our list?
Well, you have to go south of the border, but I guess just to south of Michigan in this case. The Folklorio Nacional de Mexico Ballet is coming to the Potter Center in Jackson as part of their 60th anniversary tour. They are all, you know, researchers and practitioners of kind of folk dance in Mexico and musics and costumes. All of this is going to be coming to the Potter Center tomorrow evening, Friday night at 7:30 p.m. to celebrate Mexican heritage as well. Speaking of, well, anniversaries, 60th for them, but for this weekend, there is the 25th annual Red Cedar Festival of Community Bands hosted by Okemos High School and the Meridian Community Band. And, you know, it's all over community bands coming in to perform. I even pulled this performance of Percy Grainger's Country Gardens from the Charlotte Community Band back in 2015.
Well, if you'd like to attend any of these events, of course, we have them available for you at WKAR.org. They will be on the Arts Crawl page. Not everything happening in Michigan. We do have our community calendar that showcases more events. Jamie Paisley, thank you so much.
See you next week.